From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to begin this hour in Lebanon, where Israel has lifted its sea blockade. Yesterday, Israel ended its aerial blockade, and today, European warships are patrolling Lebanese waters. NPR's Jamie Terabay begins our coverage from Beirut.
Israel had put off lifting its sea blockade until an international force was in place. Just after noon on Friday, European warships began operating off the Lebanese coast. The patrols are meant to prevent any arms shipments from reaching Hezbollah. Following the lifting of the blockade, Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Sanoura appealed to the tens of thousands of Lebanese and the many foreign tourists who fled the fighting to return to Lebanon. Israeli troops are still occupying some positions in southern Lebanon. Israel says they'll withdraw as the Lebanese army and the UN peacekeeping force complete their deployment in the area. Israeli officials say a final withdrawal could happen within 2 weeks. Lebanon's airport was bombed and its seaports blocked by Israeli gunships at the start of the war between Israel and Hezbollah. Most of Lebanon's main bridges and highways were also bombed in Israel's bid to stop any weapons from reaching Hezbollah fighters. There are now more than 3,000 UN troops on the ground in Lebanon, with more on the way. Turkey has agreed to send troops, and yesterday the Spanish parliament voted to contribute 1,100 soldiers to the mission. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Beirut.